Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
So, Dave Schoenfeld on ESPN, potential MLB trade proposals. Okay, so he puts together proposals. One is to trade to pry Ronald Acuna Jr. out of Atlanta.
Jeez.
One is to pry Byron Buxton out of the Twins.
Wow.
And one is to pry Paul Skeens out of Pittsburgh.
All right. What is this? Who does this?
Dave Schoenfeld of ESPN posted this today.
Mm-hmm.
And he writes, Skeens is a pitcher, and pitchers get hurt, so if the Pirates are open to listening, dot, dot, dot.
They're not, but go ahead.
And he writes three trade proposals. The Mets offer shortstop center fielder Jet Williams, number 20 on the baseball top 100 prospects. Right-hand pitcher Jonah Tong, number 50. Right-hand pitcher Nola McLean, infielder Ronnie Mercurio, and outfielder Carson Bench.
That's what, five players?
Yep.
Five prospects, and a couple of them are top 50.
Yep, and some players.
Mm-hmm.
Dodgers offer catcher outfielder Dalton Rushing, outfielder Jose DePaula, infielder Alex Freeland. By the way, that's number 14 and number 17. Alex Freeland. Right-hand pitcher Emmett Sheehan and left-hand pitcher Jackson Ferris.
So a couple of top 20s and yep. Other players.
The Tigers offer Max Clark,
mm-hmm.
Kevin McGonigal.
So two top 15.
Yeah. Number 8, number 11.
Yeah.
Right-hand pitcher Jackson Jobe.
Oh, boy. Who's no longer on that list because he's already matriculated, but yeah.
Infielder Colt Keith.
Oh, wow.
And right-hand pitcher Sawyer Gibson Long.
But that's the kind of move that would make Pittsburgh go, huh, right?
Well, then he writes, one of these deals could get it done.
All right, I'm going to try to play the role of Pittsburgh without knowing much about the other two offers. I'm just going to look at the Tigers offer. And if you just, even if you were to look at, okay, well, the top prospects, right? With the Tigers' two prospects are ranked higher than the two prospects that the other two teams offer. So I'm given that, I'm looking at it this way. So you would get the Tigers' top two prospects, really their top three prospects, because a year ago, Jackson Jobe was like the number one prospect in all of baseball. But because he ended up pitching with the Tigers last year and started this year and on the roster, he's no longer eligible to be on that list. So effectively, it's their top three players in the organization. In addition to Colt Keith, who we talked a little bit about last hour about how good he has been since May and how on the season he's raised his OPS up to 779. He's on a two-month plus heater here. And he's also very young and on a very team-friendly contract. So those four players plus Sawyer Gibson Long, who feels like that's just a throw-in at this point. If I'm Pittsburgh, is that enough? It's a lot of hitting and the promise of one pitcher who has not pitched well in the majors, but you know he's got a ton of talent in Jackson Jobe. Might be asking for a little bit more on the pitching end if I was Pittsburgh, even though you'd be getting what they're offering from the hitting standpoint. Those three players and Jackson Jobe, if I were Pittsburgh, I would say that's a good start, a really good start. We can have this conversation. but give me somebody else. You know, ask for Troy Melton over Sawyer Gibson Long.
He writes, the one deal that could get it done is the Tigers deal. A playoff rotation with Skeens and Tarek Skubal. Thank you very much. Reminder, the Tigers have won a World Series since 84. It will take one of the best farm systems in the sport to acquire Skeens, and Detroit is incredibly well-positioned to make that kind of deal with depth at both the major league and minor league levels, not to mention a payroll with only one expensive long-term commitment in Javi Baez. Two of the top prospects in the sport, and Clark and McGonigal, headline a trade. He goes on about how what great players they are. And then he says, for the Tigers, this deal wouldn't even decimate their farm system. They still have a shortstop in Bryce Rainer. They got a first baseman catcher in Jose Briseño and a slew of other solid pitching prospects. For the Pirates, Clark and McGonigal project as solutions of two problems, problem areas, center field and shortstop. Plus, they get a solid major leaguer in Keith and back end of the rotation guy in Gibson Long. I mean, this is, I'll just say this, okay? Because it was written today, we bring it up.
Thank you.
Do I think there's a chance in hell that Pittsburgh's going to move Paul Skeens? I don't. I don't. And if I were a general manager of a team like Detroit, and I saw this, I would want to shoot Dave Schoenfeld out of a cannon because I think these types of stories do damage, because if they don't win a World Series, people will say it's Scott Harris's fault because he didn't trade for Paul Skeens. Right. And I know that these baseball guys, the story's probably going to get a million clicks for Dave Schoenfeld. It's probably going to get a million eyeballs will be all over this, because it's got a Mets fan base looking at it. It's got a Dodgers fan base looking at it. Not to mention, he's got trades for Buxton and Acuna and trade offers, you know, Philly getting Byron Buxton. Now their whole fan base is going to click on it, and everybody's going to click on it.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
She said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Read it. And it's probable fantasy. And so if I were a GM in Detroit or Philly or any of these towns, I'd be like, oh, God. Because, now maybe you shouldn't care. I guess if I were a GM, I probably wouldn't care. But
it just makes your life a living hell on social media and on sports radio.
Until somebody reports that, yes, Pittsburgh is actively listening and willing to move Paul Skeens, I refuse to believe it. A pitcher that good under club control for that long is unfathomably untradeable, in my opinion.
I don't doubt that in a few years Paul Skeens could be traded from Pittsburgh. There's no point in Pittsburgh trading him now. He's still going to be incredibly valuable a few years from now. You know, there's no reason to have to trade him at this point. But he wrote the article, whatever. I give you my thought on it. If that's it, I mean, would that offer from the Tigers? That's if I was the GM of Pittsburgh, would I do that? If you're Scott Harris, what would compel you to do that right now? Because you'd have the 1-2 combo that is unbeatable.
The hard part.
The two best pitchers in baseball would be on your team, but you would have them for the rest of this year and then all of next year.
And then you'd have Skeens in a vapor of Skubal if he leaves.
Yeah.
I mean, here's the thing about it. If you're Detroit, the hesitation is only over Colt Keith. That's the only hesitation. I would say, would you prefer any other? Go ahead and take Bryce Rainer too. Like, I'm. Because you're trying to win a World Series now. If you get rid of Colt Keith, it feels like you've created a bit of a hole in the lineup with a very productive player. And yet you'd have this unbelievable 1-2. It'd be like having Aiden Hutchinson and Max Crosby. It'd be just like that. I mean, it really would. It'd be like having this amazing 1-2 when most people are happy to have one, and let's hoard them and get two. It's probable fantasy.
Be like having Verlander and Scherzer.
Yeah.
Well, and they didn't win. Not saying this wouldn't. Look, I love Paul Skeens. I'd love to have him. And you're right. Something like this hurts you at one position. But the Tigers have the players that they can absorb that. And yes, he's right. They do have a organization that is chock full of more prospects at other positions, and they wouldn't be depleting it. They would certainly, you'd take a few away, but they've got a lot. They are working with a lot. But if you're working with a lot, do you just want to get one player in return? Like if the Tigers just going to, are they going to give up five guys or four or five guys to get one? That doesn't sound like it's kind of math they're giving that they up.
Yeah. I mean, in their organization,
they're
at the major league level, they're giving up two guys to get one.
Yes.
But we're talking about it because it's there.
Because it's there.
Because it's
not
there.
Not that I believe it, and I don't believe it. So they didn't list the Tigers as options for Acuna or?
No.
Okay.
Brewers, Seattle, and Tampa for Acuna. Buxton, it was Philly, Cincinnati, and Kansas City. Let me be clear, too. These aren't rumors.
No.
This is one reporter coming up with trades that he think would make these teams think about moving their stars.
This is a clickbait article that says, hey, let's have some fantasy.
So what did I just do? I clicked. I've been baited.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Sarah Chevrolet in Sterling Heights. Check out the sizzling summer deals. Right now, 2025 Chevy Trax LT for $299 a month with no money down. That's $299 a month for 36 months with zero down. Unlock the savings with the GM employee discount. Lease a new 2026 Chevy Equinox LT for $289 down for 36 months with $1,999 down. 2026 model, $289 a month. All you need to activate this deal is a GM employee discount. Sarah Chevrolet, Sterling Heights, where they guarantee the lowest price or it's free. 17.5 in Van Dyke in Sterling Heights. Call 87-SAY-SARAH or go to saysarah.com. Together, let's drive.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.